Greetings in Jesus' name on this first day of December, the year of our Lord 2022. It's currently in the 20s outside. It's going to be a crispy day after torrential rains and storms gusting, winds gusting to 60 miles an hour, power outages. We're after the storm now, and we're plowing on for Christ. It's a tenacious Thursday, and we're preparing to go set trusses this morning on one of the family's houses that they're building here in our region around 7 a.m. at 627 currently. Our building continues. We were able to put the door in on yesterday, and we were able to really get a lot accomplished there at the building that we're working on for our new educational annex and Sunday school and all that is involved there. And so thank you for praying and believing God with us that He would help us to get all of this accomplished for His honor and His glory. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your compassion upon us as we are wide open for Christ. And I hear many of you saying, "Preacher, you say that every morning." Well, it's the truth. Jesus is coming. We can't sit around and twiddle our thumbs. Jesus is coming. The night is coming when no man can work. So we must work while it is day. There is going to come a time when there'll be no need for work, when we're going to lay these burdens down. Yonder in glory, thank God we're going to lay these burdens down. Oh yes, we're going to lay these burdens down. But until then, we must be building on for Christ. And so thank you for your prayers for us. In your Bible today, Proverbs chapter number 1 and verse number 33, "But whoso hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely and shall be quiet from fear of evil." But whoso hearkeneth unto me. I want to preach for just a little while on listening to the Lord. Listening to the Lord. "But whoso hearkeneth unto me." People says, "Well, I'm going to skip church on Sunday. You're not listening to the Lord." "Well, I'm not going to be a part of Sunday school no more." You're not listening to the Lord. He wants us to be a part of His church. He's building His church. The local assembly that is there in your community that you've left, you're not listening to the Lord. You need to listen to the Lord and be a part of what God is doing and be a part of the great ministry of Sunday school and the great ministry of the choir and the great ministry of men's prayer meetings and ladies' missionary unions. You need to be a part of all of this. "But whoso hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely." We must, at all cost, listen to the Lord. We must hear His voice from the Word of God. We must hear His voice from the men of God that teach and preach the Word of God. We must hear His voice in our morning prayer time and our morning Bible time that we have together. We must hear His voice. "But whoso hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely." We must listen to the Lord. We must hearken unto Him. And the Bible gives us this eternal promise. Those are the ones that dwell safely. Those are the ones that experience the great blessings of the Lord upon their life. "But whoso hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely and shall be quiet from fear of evil." I wonder, dear friend, today, where each of us find ourselves in the work of God. Do we find ourselves listening to the Lord? Do we find ourselves dwelling safely and quiet from fear of evil? When you study the book of Proverbs, wisdom is crying without. She's uttering her voice in the streets. And wisdom is crying and pleading and begging for someone to listen. And we know that the personification of wisdom is very profound in the book of Proverbs. But it's the Lord that is speaking. And He says, "If you'll hearken unto me, you'll dwell safely." I want to leave you with this simple thought today. Listen to the Lord and obey what He says. And you will be blessed. God will use you in a great and a supernatural way. and you'll be able to experience the touch of God upon your life. You've been listening to the Wings with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to tbell@metrocast.net. God bless you. Have a wonderful Christ-filled day, and we'll talk to you once again on tomorrow.